Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve is Earl Hill. Could you please turn everyone on Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Breaking the place up, Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, right, Devin. I know you already understand how this here game is played.
That's right.
So today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs, followed by bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Don't pick that one.
Let's all do some drugs.
There we go.
Drugs. All right, a 29-year-old Forks Township man. He was high on drugs, and he was found naked and covered in blood after he jumped from his second-floor apartment window. Charged as one Cody McCallops. Now, Fork Township officers responded at 12:35 p.m. to an address there, and they found McCallops, who was, quote, incoherent and could not explain what had happened to him. He was taken to an area hospital for treatment of injuries to his head and upper left arm. Now, investigators searched his apartment, and they found blood on the wooden steps leading to his apartment, as well as a broken porcelain sink in the bathroom. Blood was covered on the interior walls, as well as the bathroom walls. Now, in the living room, in plain view, there were scales, plastic bags, marijuana, and methamphetamine. So a search warrant was obtained, and that led to the seizure of several bags of amphetamine, a stimulant used to treat narcolepsy and attention deficit disorder. He also had measuring spoons, pill capsules, and a bag of synthetic marijuana. My man was a one-stop party. The question is, what drug was he actually on when he jumped out of the window? Was he on meth? Was he on weed? Was he on synthetic weed? Or was he on PCP? So meth, weed, synthetic weed, or PCP?
Sorry, where did you say it's at again?
This is, I'm assuming he's in New Jersey or Pennsylvania, only because it ends with township.
Could be Ohio, too.
Do they do townships? Mm-hmm. All right, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think, Miles?
I like, just based on the area, synthetic weed. Like, just going to a truck stop or whatever. It seems like in that area, they'd be like, yeah, we still sell it. We don't care.
Spice, hey?
I believe that's one of the names, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed, what you thinking?
My instinct, it's not, I mean, PCP because he's naked, but I'm with Miles. That, even though that synthetic weed do some whack stuff. But you know what? I'll go PCP. Why not?
I'm thinking the same. Let's go PCP.
PCP for Devin.
Okay. And when you're naked and bloody and jumping out of windows, it generally leans PCP, but...
Could be meth.
That spice is wild.
All right, what was he on? Meth, weed, synthetic weed, or PCP? We'll find out next.
That was-
was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Categories of drugs on profile. This, we got a man who was high on drugs. He had a whole bunch in his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
He ended up jumping from a second-story window, busting his head and his arm. Apartment covered in blood. The question is, what drug was he on at the time he decided to do all this? Meth, weed, synthetic weed, or PCP?
Ed, Devin, that is a question we pose to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. Went with the old synthetic weed.
Yep.
Not a bad answer considering what part of the country you're in. D-Ted Smith, you were leaning synthetic weed, but said, look, man, he was naked. He was bloody. He made bad decisions. Sounds like PCP. And Devin, you agree?
Yes.
And you are correct.
Okay. Nice job.
PCP, make it just go hand in hand.
They really do.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Colin Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. SNL. Bill Maher. Stephen Colbert.
Wow.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Len?
It is right there. The title is guys have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this a late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Former Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez has been accused of drunkenly assaulting a delivery driver before the driver stabbed him. The penalty's offset. Repeat first down. If convicted, Sanchez could be sent to prison or worse, back to the Jets.
Ted Smith.
SNL.
Former Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez has been accused of drunkenly assaulting a delivery driver before the driver stabbed him. The penalties offset. Repeat first down. If convicted, Sanchez could be sent to prison or worse, back to the Jets.
I saw his ex-wife first came out and was like,
girlfriend, whatever.
Girlfriend.
Baby like, mama.
Doesn't really surprise me.
That's about all she said.
That's
but it says a lot.
Yeah, she correct. Said, I'm just trying to protect my kid. I mean, she was as eloquent as she could possibly
yeah,
be.
She's like, I am not shocked.
Easy on the ass, dude. Arby's announced they're coming out with steak nuggets. Although you can make your own steak nuggets at home by eating a bunch of Arby's.
SNL.
Seth.
It's SNL.
Arby's announced that they are adding a new item to their menu, steak nuggets. Although you can make your own steak nuggets by eating a bunch of Arby's.
I try steak nuggets.
Mm-hmm. I'd give it a shot.
Don't know if you guys saw this, but a police department in Ohio struggled to stop a giant pumpkin inflatable that was rolling down the road. Charlie Brown is now in custody since it was indeed a great pumpkin.
Deep touch, man. Yeah, I'll send you.
Yeah, that's me. That video is pretty funny.
I know, it's great.
A growing number of Gen Z men are moving back in with their parents, taking over household chores and calling themselves trad sons, replacing the old name, failures.
SNL.
Yeah, that's a
growing number of Gen Z men are moving back in with their parents, taking over household chores, and calling themselves trad sons, replacing the old name, failures.
Obviously, the Mariners have been playing good baseball.
What? Which,
yeah. They even won a game last night. But Friday night, I ran over to the Husky game. Watched the first half. Did watch the drone show. Just want to give a special shout out. It's the first ever drone show at Husky Stadium.
How did it turn out?
It was good. The only issue is my seats were kind of undercover.
Ah, so you couldn't get the whole
thing. I had to move. Okay.
All right.
But it looked really cool. And credit to them. Everybody wanted to run down and start watching baseball. But like we sat there and were like, it's a drone show. Let's watch it. So then now it's like that, you know, it's like, all right, towards the end of halftime, me and my buddy go, let's go get a beer. We go down there, and I'm like, oh, Christ, we're not going to get anything. There's all these, like, groups of people. They're not getting beers or food. They're just watching on the concourse level they had put right. on the Mariners game. I should also say this, like, we were kind of late getting in there as my buddy had the TV set up in his truck. So we go into the game. Now it's the second half. You hear the Huskies now are pouring it on, right?
Yeah.
They're scoring points. Rutgers not doing much. So now it's, like, getting towards extra innings. It's like, let's stay down here a little bit longer. Stay down a little bit longer. Then before you hear it, they're yelling, hey, we're cutting off beer sales. Let's stay down here and get some more drinks or whatever. So as this game goes on, and it's, look, I don't think it's Husky Stadium fault, but the TVs freeze up.
Oh, no.
So now I have my phone out because I'm on Fox Deportes, which I don't have to say it like that every time, but I do.
But you will.
I did it.
Every time.
Now there's like 40 to 50 people behind me watching my phone. There's another dude with a phone. But now the game has ended, and that Mariners game is still...
It's not going to end.
It's still going. So we trek all the way out to the parking lot, put the TV back on. You can hear yelling and screaming. And then finally, the 15th inning, they walk it off. Just listen to that. Hey, just rock it.
That is one sound created by like 42,000 mouths.
That is the loudest pop that we have had in T-Mobile Park in a long, long time.
I don't think you're wrong, man. Seriously, right? Just when you think you can't yell louder, you do.
Tap it.
Yep. So basically, too, like everybody, if you're in the parking lot, right? Like basically everybody's got like an internet feed or whatever.
right.
So you can hear different crowds of people yelling. At this point, we know the Mariners have won, but we're like, let's see it on our TV. So then we start screaming. These random three dudes from Puyallup. Sorry, I kind of forgot some of the names. They come by. We'd given them some of our beer. They start hanging out with us. They end up going to a bar with us afterwards. They're all fired. The one guy had never been to a tailgate.
Oh, really?
So he's like, this is unbelievable. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I've never been to a tailgate. And he goes, it's super fun. The Huskies win, the Mariners win. He's like, no, I'm sitting at a bar with you. I listen to the show every day. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is what tailgating's for.
I've missed you by a little bit because we, my wife and I said, well, it's Friday. It's been a long week. Let's just stop by the bar. We'll grab one. We'll finish the game later. So my son, he's like, hey, when are you guys going to be home? I said, dude, as soon as the game's over. Did not know it was going to go 15 innings. So I'm like, well, we're still here. And it was just fun to be in the bar, to listen to everyone cuss, then cheer, then cuss, then cheer, and then that final hit. It's like, I am glad I'm here.
I thought that was heart attack.
Get another drink.
For me, it was unbelievable. It was just,
I mean,
yeah. No one was having fun. After the ninth inning, everyone was just like, get this ass over with. I don't care if they lose at this point. Just get it over with.
I can't take it anymore.
Well,
the number of people that we left out there on base was just ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Right. And the top of every inning, you're nervous as hell. The bottom, you're fired up. I mean, it was wild. Humpy finally won a race.
Yeah, that's the big
then
news.
Then the Mariners won. It's the story of the weekend.
Yeah.
That's the story of the weekend. Husky still won. And again, shout out to the Cougs. Shout out to whoever was down there and ran into my brother. He thanks you for the beer. Nice. In Ole Miss.
Someone just straight up tracked down your brother.
Well, I told him, I said, hey, if you start talking to some Coug fans, like, that's a long distance. I said, if there's any tailgating around you, like, if they're from Seattle, like, tell them we're brothers. Yeah. And he's like, all right, I'll try. And he's like, one for one. I knew exactly who you were. Gave me a beer. And I was like, dope.
Cool.
The real call was telling me no Taryn Daly. Because she's actually a Coug.
Yeah.
But yeah, great weekend. And then yesterday, the Seahawks, like, that score didn't look like it, but I never really got too nervous in that game. Seemed like the Seahawks were just kind of handling business.
Yeah.
How they have turned into just a road team and can't win. And granted, you have two losses at home by a combined, 6 points?
But still.
And it's like, good win. Jags were 4-1 going into yesterday.
Yep, yeah.
I'm still not positive about the NFL season. There's some weird things.
I have no idea what's happening.
There's an odd cloud over it right now, man.
But I'm sure Taryn talked about it a little bit this morning. I found out another piece of information, though, this weekend that is unbelievable. Who is the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks?
Sam Darnold.
All right. Mike, you're not going to like this, but don't worry. Sorry. Do you know who his grandfather is?
Who's Sam Darnold's grandfather?
Yes.
No.
He was on for a year. He was on a show called Emergency. Then he was a regular fireman. He was the original Marlboro Man.
Are you kidding me?
He died at 69 years old.
69. Sweet.
Do you know what his name is?
Tell me it's Sam Darnold.
Dick Hammer!
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God!
Old Richard Hammer.
Dick Hammer! Wow.
That is a power name,
So why
bro.
Is it Darnold? Did he change his name from Hammer? I'd have kept Hammer.
Maybe his daughter got a different name. Right. I don't know. This is unbelievable. If the Seahawks win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, the grandson of Dick Hammer, I'm going to smoke Marlboro Reds.
The kin of Dick Hammer.
Nobody wants to die of lung cancer, but you're the Marlboro Man. And then at 69, I'm going out.
I'm checking out, yo.
Dick Hammer out.
Signing off.
I can't get over what a name it is. Played hoops at SC. He was in the Olympics as a volleyball player.
Really?
The guy is oozing being a man. I don't even know if he impregnated his wife. He just looked at her.
Slayed in the doors of women. Sauntered in and took his pick of the litter.
Look out, ladies. It's Dick Hammer time.
Dick Hammer time.
I found out about this Saturday night around 10 p.m. And somebody goes, we got to smoke a Marlboro Red if they win the Super Bowl. So I will smoke a pack of them.
Man makes dungarees look like sweatpants.
Yeah. And somebody looked at me and they go, you don't smoke cigarettes. I don't. When's the last time we smoked? I was like, I think 2 years ago, drunk, that took a couple puffs and almost hacked up a lung. But hey.
It was worth it.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, good for him. Now, I don't know that he ever knew this woman. I bet he did because he's Dick Hammer. But Diane Keaton passed away on Saturday.
Yeah.
She was 79 years old. No word of the cause of death. Some of the people in her life knew, but not everybody. They don't know what's going on. Something obviously was going on.
I just heard that she got, quote, sick rapidly.
Yeah, it was quick.
Because I misunderstood what I was reading this morning. I'm like, oh, usually you kind of see it coming, unless you're in a car accident or something. But I'm just like, I had no idea.
She was very selective in her roles. Like where Meryl Streep will do like 9 films a year.
Sure.
And be nominated for an Oscar. Diane Keaton didn't do that. She was like very particular about the movie she did.
It worked for her.
I mean, Godfather, you know.
I would say Godfather, stuff. The collaborations with Woody Allen. She won Best Actress for Annie Hall. In that movie, they say, also made her a fashion icon.
Really? I don't know anything about the movie. I know the name. I know she got an Academy Award. I don't even know what it's about.
I don't either. I'm assuming she must have dressed very well, though.
I would think so. Mm-hmm.
Right. But was in a ton of stuff. You know her for all that. First Wives Club, Family Stone, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, which is odd to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's why she was looking for it at the time. The follow-up, Looking for Mr. Crackle Bar.
It's not Halloween and you're looking for it, best of luck to you.
Well, we talk about this on the podcast a lot. The Goodbar is good, but I feel like Mr. Goodbar, I only see it in the miniature version.
Yeah, you do. Halloween. Yeah. That's it.
You know what I mean? Put some peanuts in there. But yeah, you know, and you're right, Miles. She picked the right roles. I mean, you're in The Godfather. It's directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Like, pretty easy.
Do you mean uncle of Nicolas Cage?
There's only one family member that matters in my world.
Dick Hammer.
Dick Hammer. I know. We had a 10-minute conversation about that. Like, why did he never switch it to Rich or Richer?
My last name's Hammer? No.
No chance. And you're a firefighter. Actor.
Athlete
was in the Olympics. Like, of course you stick with that name. Everybody knows it. And he produced offspring that produced an NFL quarterback.
This is true.
Tells you about that hammer he had.
The legend of it.
continues.
He had the most famous hammer. Sit your ass down, Thor. Tired of your crap.
That should have been Thor's other name. Right. Oh, I'm Dick Hammer.
Mike, I think you're the one that always says it, or maybe it's Thrill that everybody clamors for it. Good news. You got it tonight. Two Monday Night Football games.
Thank you so much for that.
That's what we wanted.
God forbid you concentrate on one of them. I was going to say, but you got the Falcons hosting the Bills, and you also have the Commanders hosting the Bears.
The Bears. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Family takes a trip to New York and realize 100 miles in, their cat is on the roof of the car. Meanwhile, a Texas waitress is fed up with no tipping customers and is ready to spar. Woman Touch leads to a $2 million lottery grand prize. A man sees a white lump on his manhood, and now it's half the size. An airline passengers rest easy knowing they only had 6 minutes of fuel left. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to the UK, where one man put a little too much faith in Google. 2 years ago, the man noticed a white spot had developed in the worst place possible. You guessed it, on the shaft of his penis.
Damn right.
Yeah. As any man would be, he was concerned enough to start looking up the possibilities of what could be going on downstairs. His Google search informed him that it was merely a wart and nothing to be too afraid of. But after waiting a full 14 months and it didn't go away, nay, it developed into a, quote, large weeping cauliflower.
Weeping?
He finally admitted that it might be a little bit more than a wart. And he went to the hospital. He was right. The doctors informed him that he had developed penile cancer.
Oh, gee.
He was quickly booked into surgery and given a penectomy.
Does that mean they amputated his penis?
Yeah, damn right.
They took half of it off.
Yeah. Ooh. He's now living his life with what he refers to as his mini-me.
Okay.
And advocate for men to go get their downstairs checked.
Wow.
Bro, when it's not gone after a month, I'm going in.
Yeah, 14 months is a long time to wait.
I thought it was just a word, but now it's weepy and cauliflower-ish.
Yep. Yeah, that's a long time, dude.
Yeah.
And once I describe it as weeping cauliflower,
right?
I'm in a bad headspace.
Even if I'm sure it is a wart, I'm going to the doctor like, how do we make this not be here anymore?
Yeah, that's more of the thing. Because we make that go away.
Right, because they lopped it off like immediately.
God.
And then they were like, this is a little bit more serious than a wart. We need to get you in for surgery. And now he's lost half of his penis.
Surgery to do what? Exactly what you don't want to hear, sir.
Penectomy. Mm. Well done, sir. In other news, over to the UK for an uncomfortable situation in the air. A Ryanair flight from Italy to Scotland was forced to delay their landing due to inclement weather. The plane circled several times, waiting for clearance to land, and even made a couple attempts that had to be abandoned due to the storm. It eventually got to the point that an emergency mayday call was made, and they made the decision to reroute to Manchester, where the weather was a little bit calmer. They were able to safely put the plane on the ground and eventually got their passengers to their final destination a staunch 10 hours after their original arrival time. But the thing that makes this flight so much more unnerving is the fact that when they landed in Manchester, they had 6 minutes of fuel left.
Jeez, man.
Damn.
The original travel distance was just under 3 hours and like a little over 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
And the reroute took them like 180 miles off course. So it's basically like flying down to Portland.
And sure. They circled, again, they attempted three times to land.
Right.
But they were circling forever.
Right.
For those attempts. And they could never touch down. That's how powerful Amy is, that storm.
If I land in a plane and there was 6 minutes of fuel left, that should be your best kept secret. I do not need to know that. Yeah, I'm on the ground and I'm
fine.
Tell
us that.
Right.
Don't just say the weather.
Let me be pissed that I'm 10 hours delayed from my landing time.
Or wait like a year.
Yeah.
And only, hey, if you're on this flight, just so you know, we had 6 minutes before we crashed.
I do not want to know that.
No.
I do not want to know that. To the lovely world of the internet, where one woman's mugshot is ruining her life. She's the subject of a post that was uploaded to social media featuring her mugshot and quite the tale of how it came to be. The story, you read this one, Steve?
I did.
The story that goes that she works as a waitress at Olive Garden, and after serving a couple who racked up a bill of $94 worth of pasta, wine, and appetizers, which, for Olive Garden, that's getting it done.
Yeah.
They left her no tip. None whatsoever. This injustice allegedly set her off, sending her into a rage and throwing basket after basket of breadsticks at the offending couple, leading to her arrest. Since the post has gone viral, the college student has done what she can to get her side of the story out to combat the numerous threats and messages full of harassment that she's endured.
Threats.
Oh, yeah.
People are not kind online. Certainly
I
not
know,
with this.
But
no,
but she threw breadsticks,
right? So they're harassing her. They're giving her threats all over the place, and she informed as many people as possible. It's all completely made up.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
The only thing that is real in that post pertaining to her is the mugshot, which was taken after her arrest for public intoxication, which came on a booze-fueled night a few weeks after her mother passed away.
And if you look at the picture, she's clearly hammered.
Right.
Right? I mean, she looks like any other drunk person.
Right.
Good-looking gal.
She's a college kid whose mom's dead.
Right.
Yeah. But,
right. You glue that picture to the story you made up, and now she's getting harassed with not even throwing breadsticks.
Right. She's done what she can to undo the damage of the post, but continues to get internet sleuths who have tracked her down to dish out their own dose of ridicule her way. Side note, if you take it upon yourself to read this story that is clearly ripped from something else,
yeah,
you know, it's clearly a screenshot that's put over, this is not an original post, and you can do the research to track her down to where you know unequivocally that is her and that you are going to dish out harassment towards her. But like you were about to say, can't do the research to figure out, is this story actually accurate?
Right.
No.
Everything's a knee-jerk reaction, though, right?
It is. It is.
I can track you down. Did you bother to verify the story?
Because we all want to be vigilant. There. We all want to sit there and take our pound of flesh that isn't even ours to take.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, if it is yours to take, you take a pound and a half anyway.
And even if the story was true, the worst thing she did was throw breadsticks.
Right.
Good God.
Come on. She had a meltdown at work for no tip on a $94 bill.
Yeah.
Really? We're gonna go and call her terrible things.
I need a breadstick off the ground from Olive Garden.
You know what? I would too.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a good point. They're that good, dude.
They are.
Are they? What makes them special?
They're just good. I don't know. They might be laced with cocaine or something. I don't know.
They have the right amount of like butter and a little bit of
garlic and salt.
Garlic and salt.
I'm down with that.
They have hit your sweet spot and they freaking know it.
I say it every year, man. Maybe you know what? We'll go out as a show, end of the year.
Just go to Olive Garden.
Let's just go to Olive Garden.
All right.
We're all family. Let's do this thing. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to North Carolina where impulse can lead to fortune. A woman told local media that she was on her phone in bed one evening and felt the sudden urge to play the Monopoly online lottery game. And good thing she did. After a simple $1 bet, she managed to win the $1.86 million jackpot of the game.
How much money have you spent this week, man?
Oh, no.
Today's just Monday. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
No. $20?
Today, no, it was the Columbus Day.
Yeah, Columbus.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Another thing.
To the shock of nobody, she couldn't sleep after winning that jackpot. She says that she's going to use those funds to help lift up her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, as well as take care of some much-needed home repairs. Enjoy that.
Yeah. I get a hunch.
Shut
up.
Men's Room Sports. The Seahawks had a great showing against the Jaguars, walking away with a solid 20-12 victory. They've got a long week before coming back home to host the Houston Texans for Monday Night Football. The Seattle Kraken also had a wonderful game, going 2-0 in the season so far against the Vegas Golden Knights. Well done, boys. They got the night off, and they will be back in action tomorrow night. We haven't talked since the Mariners were in the midst of Game 5 against the Tigers in the ALDS, as Ted mentioned. A phenomenal battle that lasted 15 innings with the Mariners winning and moving on to the ALCS against the Toronto Blue Jays, which, if you don't know baseball, let me lay it down for you. This is a best-of-seven series, which means that the Mariners or the Blue Jays need to win 4 of those 7 games in order to move on to the World Series. The Mariners played their second game of that series today against the Blue Jays. Spoiler alert, walked away with a 10-3 victory against the Blue Jays, putting them 2-0 in the ALCS. That's all I'm going to say about that. They get the night off tomorrow, and they will be back for 3 games of that series here in Seattle. Hopefully only 2 of them. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got preseason basketball on NBA Network, NLCS baseball between the Dodgers and the Brewers on TBS and True TV, and Monday Night Football on ESPN and ABC. As far as your weather, it's about to get cold here, kids. We got a clear sky with a low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at another beautiful, clear, sunny day with a high of 62. That's it for your headlines with Echo Mariners. Mike Hawk is out.
Know your enemy. Tomorrow on Sit and Spin, we got 10 bands from the Great White North. Speaking of, it's Thanksgiving in Canada. Enjoy choking that dinner down tonight.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.